strange fire. Exercising power and authority without the Holy Spirit inspiration. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Leviticus 9:23-24. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereof on, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Leviticus 10:1-2. This is a troublesome passage in that you don't see an obvious difference between what Moses and Aaron did and what Nadab and Abihu did. I suppose anyone watching at the time would have been totally perplexed at God's reaction. Nothing appeared different. After all, Nadab and Abihu were sons of Aaron and priests. What did they do wrong? The key to understanding the passages is the word strange. What is strange fire? Fire is technically just oxidation of a material. We see in the first passage, 1, a sin offering was prepared. 2, a blessing was delivered. 3, God's glory was manifested. And 4, fire came down from God to consume the sacrifice. In the second passage, we see 1, natural fire was used. 2, incense was used to give the natural fire a special sweet smell. And 3, the priests operated willfully. It becomes clear that what made the fire of Nadab and Abihu strange is that 1, it was not ordained by God. 2, it did not come from God. 3, it did not glorify God. 4, it did not cover sin. And 5, it did not bless the people. Lastly, 6, it was just a show. So strange fire is man trying to operate in the spirit realm through natural means. It is attempted simulation of the glory of God. When we look at the natural aspects of human life, we see the provision of God for life, health, food, air, water, physical ability, and mental ability. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and his Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20. The natural powers that God has placed in humanity are not sufficient. But man tries to live as if they are sufficient. This is strange fire. God created man to be in relationship with him. There is a need for the supernatural forgiveness, presence, power, and glory of God in each human life. Those that would deny the God who is spirit and choose to live only in the natural are an abomination to him. They live lives producing only strange fire. Yes, they can do some spectacular things, and God is happy for that. But he expects, and our life requires us to be thankful and full of praise to him, who is the source of all power, both natural and spiritual. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Romans 1:21. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 1:25. Nadab and Abihu came up with a plan to operate in the priesthood without God. This was not, is not, and never will be accepted by God. We were created for his pleasure, to be one with him, to share all things with him. So if you know someone who is offering strange fire by living their life independent of God, let them know that they're missing out on the greatest gift ever made available, the gift of eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3.